to August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour. We haven't talked to each other for quite some time, have we? Lady Beth is here lighting the candles, twirling about the room, and getting what we call our magenta studio ready for you and for us and August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour.
They were dancing across the floor.
Yeah.
They
were lovers. Well, the Sexual Exploration Hour is about sex and how we don't really talk enough about it. Gosh knows we don't get enough sex, and we are literally, I think, dying of starvation, of sexual starvation in this society. I don't understand it, but I can tell you one thing, we're here to cure it. And as you know, we have a number of pamphlets and flyers that we give out on the program here, and we also give out pamphlets and flyers in other areas of the city and the country. So if you see August Selson and Lady Beth, I drive a red sports car, and I might be in your neighborhood very, very soon. We just go from one mailbox to the next, and we slide in our August Selson Sexual Exploration pamphlet. We have written a number of pamphlets on how you can do sex better with the partner that you're with. It doesn't matter how many partners daily you have. I, for one, have at times had up to 35 different sex partners in one 12-hour period. Lady Beth, I know you broke that record last summer, didn't you? Yes, she's nodding and dancing. Nodding, dancing, and lighting candles here. Well, if you see our new pamphlet, and it comes in either a pamphlet form or we do digest it for a flyer that we put under the windshield wiper on your car, it says August Selson's Sex Exploration Revisited. And that is a shortened version of how you can have multiple sex partners, up to 35 or 40, in a 12-hour period, even an 8-hour period if you can't afford the time. And it really, I think, delineates very nicely in specific terms how that can happen for you. There's so much going on. There's so much going on. There's so much going on.
August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour, brought to you by Cupertino Lube.
Hi, everyone. This is August Selson. Lady Beth and I use Cupertino Lube. You know why? It's for adults. We don't wave it around in train stations or in bus stations. We don't walk into stores and go, oh, look, we have lube. No. We're doing something different. We're taking America to the next level in sexual exploration. We want you to have more sex than ever before with multiple partners, but don't wave your lube around in public, something that has taken on a currency, I guess, with the younger sex. The younger age groups is what I mean to say. Right, Lady Beth? she's doing the circular motion next to her head like, aren't you crazy? A little. I know I'm crazy for you. I know I'm crazy for you. So remember, when it comes to lube, get Cupertino Lube. It comes in the handy jar. It also comes in the dispensable squeeze tube. And you can get the new Cupertino Lube in what we call a salve. You can actually just put it on with a trowel, a small cement trowel. It's not really meant for putting on lube or salves. This is a small, probably you've seen it used by people who put tile on bathrooms and caulk windows and caulk walls. That's right. It's one of those small trowels. You'll understand. After you buy the Cupertino Lube, go to the hardware store and get one of those small trowels that you wipe that spackle on the wall with. They're following me now, Lady Beth. That's Cupertino Lube. Don't miss out. Back here on the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour with Lady Beth. I met Lady Beth at a nightclub. We danced the night away. The next morning when I awoke, there was a rubber chicken laying in bed next to me. That was one of her little jokes. Every time we spend the night together, when I awaken, she's gone, and there's something there that she's left, like a rubber chicken. Once there was a turkey carcass, another time a half-eaten can of tuna. I thought it was very, very funny until I was contacted by the county sheriff, and I was told that I needed to go inside for observation, as they said. I didn't think that was funny at all, Lady Beth, because what they said was I was seeing things, etc., etc. And when I called you on the phone, your sister said that you weren't around, that you'd traveled to Paris with some wealthy businessman. I was very hurt by that. I needed your testimony before the magistrate so that they could release me to your custody. Do you understand that? Well, no. What happened was, and excuse me, folks, for taking this time, but I want to talk to Lady Beth about this. What happened was, when you leave a rubber chicken or a half-eaten can of tuna in the bed, and then you leave, and I'm laughing, and then I hear a knock on the door, and it's the Los Angeles County Sheriff, and they say that they need to take me in for a 72-hour psych check. And I said, no, you guys have got it wrong, because that was left by my girlfriend. Okay, where is she? I try to contact you, and there's no answer, or someone that you've hired answers Blue Moon Hotel or Mike's Hobbies or something like that. Where were you? See, they could have released me into your custody. Never mind. We've got far more. We've got bigger fish to fry, as the saying goes here, on August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour. But don't you ever leave me. No, I'm not angry, but you left me hanging. It's a good thing I'm hung already. You know? August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour. Continuing here, I'm August Selson. Lady Beth is with us. Okay, so we were in the Allentown neighborhood of San Francisco last week, and we were putting pamphlets and flyers in different mail slots. We were also putting the flyers under the windshield wipers of cars. And then we park around the corner, and we see who comes out of the house to get the pamphlet. We see who is enthusiastically bounding out of their house and grabbing the, literature that we leave in the mailbox. And we saw a couple of people that we thought were good prospects. They had come out of their houses, curious. They went down and looked in their mailbox and saw the August Selson sexual exploration material. So that's when I started up the sports car that I was driving. I have a small Alfa Romeo. A very unique automobile and very expensive, I might add. So when you think of Alfa Romeo and you think it's just a little... And your brother is the one who called it the S-Box, right? Lady Beth, he said, you're driving around an S-Box. Yeah. Well, don't use the word, Lady Beth. No, it's not an S-Box. It's the real deal. What we like to say on the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour, it's a sports car. It's got a convertible top, and I wear sunglasses and a hood. I don't know what more I can tell you. But anyway, we drove down the street to this man looking at the sexual exploration material we'd left in his mailbox. I said, hi, I'm August Selson. He said, yes, I just saw your red sports car pull away from my mail slot after putting something in it. He said, it scared me. I said, why did it scare you? I'm curious. Let's talk about that. He said, well, I don't want to get into a big discussion with you, and you bother me. And I said, why? He said, because you've got your hand on your chin like you're some professor. I said, but I want to talk to you about your fears, because what I'd like you to do, and the woman in your life, is to have more sex and more sex than ever before. Let's talk about your sex need. And he looked at me and turned and walked into his house and shut the door. And I went up and knocked on the door, and there was no answer. And I tried the door. It was locked. That was key. Right, Lady Beth? Absolutely. Because when that door was locked, we knew that we had struck truth. And that's what we call striking truth on the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour. When we strike truth, that's when someone leaves us at the curb and goes into their house and locks the door and peeks out of the curtain. Exactly. No, this morning I said, Lady Beth, will you make me coffee? Well, she wasn't there. And once again, what did I find in the bed next to me? It was a half-eaten apple. Yeah. Well, one of these mornings I'm going to turn there and there's going to be Lady Beth laying in the bed next to me. Not a half-eaten apple or a can of tuna, and not a knock on the door from the L.A. County Sheriff saying, someone saw you last night dancing with a half-eaten apple or a turkey carcass, because that's their way of controlling the mind. And we can get into this a little bit, but that's their way of trying to control my mind and my freedom, because I'm free and I'm sexually free. I'm August Selson. I explore sex in all of its permutations. I've had sex with hundreds of thousands of people, and I know that you think that's impossible. No, it isn't. Not the way I do it. How many men have you had sex with, Lady Beth, and women? You don't even want to hazard a guess, huh? Oh, she just said to me, if I did guess, it would be a hazard. Oh, ha, ha. Well, and you have sex with women. Now, no, I don't have sex with men. And why is that? I'll tell you why that is. Because having sex with men and being a man is something that I don't do. And that's because I have to maintain my control over Lady Beth and other females. If I have sex with a man, then they look at me like I'm someone's, and we'll use the word that we use in our pamphlet. If you look at chapter 4, which is control of your partner, you'll see they look at you like you're someone's punk bitch. And we use a term like that. I know it's offensive, and I'm sorry, but we have to use a term like that so that the impact of that is delivered. If your girl, your wife, your lover, your female lover, looks at you like a punk bitch on the yard, then you've lost that element of sexual surprise that we love to talk about here on the August Selson Sex Exploration Hour. Because that's what we want you to do. We want you to want more, watch the floor, getting down with you. I want to move with you, sexy eyes, huh? Now you know what I'm talking about. Now you know where I'm going.
August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour will continue right after this word from our sponsor, Cupertino Lube.
August Selson here for Cupertino Lube. Sometimes you need something to grease your way in life. Well, it's the same thing with sex. Now, I'm not here to talk about the specifics or the graphic details of why and how you use and need lube. I'll just be here to tell you that Cupertino is the one. I've used Cupertino for the last 41 years. I've been sexually active for 50, and that makes me somewhere in my 70s. And no, it doesn't. It makes me younger because I started younger, but okay if it makes you feel better. I'm in my 70s. But even if I were in my 70s, let me tell you what, you couldn't handle it. I'm sorry? Oh, I forgot to do the rest of the commercial. So Cupertino Lube was developed by scientists at Lake Geneva for just that kind of a lifestyle. When you need it, you better reach into the bag and find it. If it's not there, you're going to be in the hunt for your life, or the hunt of your life, looking for Cupertino Lube. You can find it at Smeldy's department stores, and also in their pharmacy section. And if it sounds like I'm trying to buy time because I don't know what I'm saying, that isn't true. I do know what I'm saying, but I'm haltingly remembering these things and trying to figure out which are important and which aren't. Most of what I can say to you about Cupertino Lube is very important, but there are some silly extras that I don't really want to add on. For instance, Cupertino Lube smells great. Ask me if I care, right? Do you? No, you don't. Cupertino Lube, available now at the Boxley department stores, Grimley's pharmacies, of course, and the Gus Grissom drugstores. All right, Lady Beth, it's time for Sex Roulette. Let's go ahead and spin the sex roulette wheel and see what we come up with here. I'm always fascinated with the sex roulette wheel because when we spin the sex roulette wheel, we never know where we're going to land. And there are five spaces. One is animal. The other is man. The other is woman. The other is hand. Oh, you are rotten to the core. All right, well, no, I don't have any calves liver. If that is how low I've been brought in my life. Well, one of the reasons why we have sex roulette is if you do land on milk bottle, then it is a pretty clear indication that you need to give it up. Give up having sex. Give up having relations, at least meaningful relations with someone. Just give it up. So again, it'll land on animal, man, woman, or hand. So, which do you call, Lady Beth? You're calling man. All right, I'm going to call woman. Okay, it landed on hand for me, and it landed on man for you. So that means tonight I have to stay home and masturbate while she goes out and has sex with strange men, as many as she can before 10 o'clock. Well, that's the hand that life dealt me tonight. How about that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Lady Beth is going to go out tonight. That's what happens with sex roulette. It's either hand, man, woman, or animal. Thank God it wasn't animal, although I have landed on animal. I've landed on animal a couple of times, and well, you've only ever landed on man. I've never seen you spin that wheel where you landed anything other than man. Not woman, not hand, not animal. I've landed on hand and animal almost exclusively for the last year. See, sex roulette, it's random, but I'm a little resentful because Lady Beth, she's always landing on men. And I've checked the wheel. I know that it's not crooked. It's not weighted. There's nothing going on with that wheel that one is going to say, well, she's cheating. It is just the way it is. So I landed on hand again. And so tonight, no, I'm fine. I'm not angry. I'm just, it's curious, though. I'm going to be sitting at home tonight masturbating, and you're out having sex with another 5 different men. Well, that's how it's going to be. That's the song Sexy Eyes there with Dr. Hook and The Medicine Show. August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour. So we already told you about our pamphlets that we hand out. We go door to door, putting them in mailboxes and putting them under the windshield wipers of cars and parking lots. In fact, today we were out at the Beverly Mall, and you weren't, Lady Beth. Where were you? Getting your hair done? Really? Oh, you're at the day spa. All right, because I wanted to show you off to some of the people that I meet and greet on the street. But so I was by myself, and what we choose to wear is a bathrobe. But it says August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour on the back. I'm in a bathrobe, sandals, and very little underneath that, except for if I want to wear a jockstrap. If I want to wear a jockstrap, or if I want to wear a flimsy, tiny G-string that doesn't even really reach around behind, it just sits there, I'll wear that. And I was putting the August Selson flyer under the windshield wipers of cars, and I was saying, hi, how are you, to the people there in the parking lot, where they were decidedly unfriendly, Lady Beth. That's why I was thinking, boy, I wish Lady Beth were here. You could dance and twirl around and you would charm them. But you weren't. You say you're getting your hair done, okay. And when I ask you where that hairdresser is, you don't want to tell me. You're not involved, and I don't mind it if she's involved with another man, but I worry if she's involved with more than 6 other men. Then, in our way of thinking, it is cheating. Are you involved with 7 men? You're not. All right. I thought I'd ask. I currently am involved with only Lady Beth. And the reason for that is, I think, because of a combination of things. The time I spent inside the psychiatric holding cell and all of the work I'm doing, I haven't had time to take a bath or a shower. And I think I probably smell a little bit, so that when I'm approaching women. Well, my sex technique and the sex that I have and that I give and my ability to give it good should overpower any, well, overpowering smell coming off my armpits. Or the crack of my ass. Excuse me for putting it that way, but this is August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour, and we've got to be truthful, because you never know when you're going to find yourself out on the dance floor feeling alone, and guess what? All of a sudden, there she is, Sexy Eyes. Stick around. August Selson will tell you about putting the August Selson philosophy on a flyer and putting it under windshield wipers in the Beverly Center parking lot. Listen, if you want to get a copy of the August Selson flyer, that is the 7 Demandments, as Hulk Hogan used to call them. We decided to lift that. I don't know why. We're not particularly big wrestling fans around here, but I like that word, demandment. And Hulk Hogan oiled up, didn't he, Lady Beth? Right. So Lady Beth said to me, oh, let's use it. He oiled up. And I said, that's good enough for me. So we have our 10 demandments, but these are the August Selson sexual exploration demandments. Lube is important. Don't wear anything under the robe. That's another one. Sandals. Make sure that you are involved with at least 5 or 6 different women or men at one time. Make sure that on any given day you have sex relations with multiple partners before the hour of 10 o'clock at night. And also, of course, very, very important, be friendly and kind to all who say hello to you. Wave to them, smile, and be sure you tell them, I've already been in a psychiatric hold. You don't have to call the sheriff if you have. If you haven't, you will expect that, because this is a very uptight society. And I can't tell you the number of times times I've gone up to police officers and said, where's Lady Beth? And they said, do you have a picture of her? And I'll show them a picture, because I do have a picture of Lady Beth. And they'll always say something like, that's a picture of a ham sandwich. That's a picture of a dead rodent. And on and on and on it goes. They love to mess with the mind, Lady Beth. They love to mess with the mind. And that's why I want everyone to be aware of the fact that while we need our police, all they love to do with me is just screw with my mind so that very little is left for the really important work of sex. We love to get together, of course. We have our groups. Those are on Sunday nights and Monday nights. And if you're a group of people, you've gotten together and you have a group of people that want more sex and you want to do it more often and do it good, then, and you've banded together in a group, by all means, contact us here at August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour, because one of the things we want to do is find you. You want to find us, and we get together and our ranks are growing. There are tens of thousands of us looking for more frequent sexual contact with many more partners than we currently are involved with. You want to look for the white bathrobe that says August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour on the back of it. You'll know you found one of our members, and you can approach them and say, I want to have more sex, even if it's with you. And they may be the same gender. Remember, you won't be held to that necessarily. I'd like to have more sex. Maybe I could start with you. And if you're a guy and you're saying that to a member, a male member of the August Selson Sexual Exploration Clan, he'll be patient with you for about 45 seconds to an hour. So, or 45 seconds to a minute. So make sure you say, I'm just saying that so I can meet, you know, more people, and you don't really want to have sex with me? No. Okay, good. It's very complicated. What are you doing, Lady Beth? Lady Beth is now doing another one of those boy is he cuckoo things. No. Yeah, that police officer, he said, show me a picture of Lady Beth. I pull out a picture of what was roadkill. And he laughed. He said, this is roadkill. And I looked at it. He was right. It was a dead possum that had been run over by a bus. What happened to the picture that you gave me of you? The picture of you that you gave me. Well, the cop said it was a dead possum, and it was. All right, sexy eyes there from Dr. Hook. I just think it's wrong, you know, Lady Beth, for you to leave me in the lurch, you know, because lurch has been left in you. You know, that was a nickname we had for a particularly big guy that we had in our conclave, our little group here, the August Selson Sex Group. Well, another thing that we do want to remind you of, along with the group sessions that we have, and along with our dropping off the pamphlets and the flyers and the whatnot, is we have our dances. The August Selson Sexual Exploration Dance is held once a month at Feenery Hall, and that is here in Los Angeles, California. If you don't know where that is, then by all means, you can look it up. Feenery Hall, I think, is pretty close to where we are right now in the Hollywood Hills, and it's not completely built yet. In fact, it was abandoned in the 40s. It was supposed to be an airplane hangar for the war. They abandoned it, and it sat there for a number of years until I discovered it on a hike last month. I named it Feenery Hall. We haven't put in any floors yet. It has one good wall. The other is a little dangerous, but I think once we're inside having sex, I can guarantee you no one's going to care. And that is a promise from me to you. Yeah. I don't want to lose you tonight. This is a great song, a great, great song, heartfelt, and it's about making sure you keep those contacts as solid as you possibly can. Don't let them get away from you. All of those contacts, all 10 or 12 men or women you're having sex with.
I wanna lose you tonight. You're the only thing that matters. I don't
is the theme of the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour.
You're the only thing that matters.
And will continue to be for quite some time. Lady Beth is dancing and twirling to this. Just wonderful.
I never thought it would be like this. So how do we do it more?
Fantastic. All right, can you turn it off now? Would you turn it off? I'm trying to get my engineer. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off, yeah. Turn it off. Because it's... I lied when I said I liked it. I don't like it. I don't like that shit. Turn it off, will you? Oh, Christ. Turn that shit down. Why'd you do that? Why did you do that? Is there anyone there? Is there an engineer there? Lady Beth, do you see an engineer? Well, where's Lady Beth? Oh, here she did it again. Look at this. It's another empty can. This is an empty can. What used to be pork and beans, now it's just an empty can. And the lid sticking up in the air. It's funny, there's blood here on my... on my penis. Well...
August Selson, Sexual Exploration Hour. Learn to be free. Learn to find your way, the pathway to sex. Uninhibited, all-encompassing. August Selson, 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 Selson.
You tonight.
Pick up the phone, give me a call.
Pick up the phone, give me a call, and call me.
It shouldn't have been like this.
It shouldn't have been like this.
No,
I can't take it no more.
I don't wanna lose you.
All right, turn it down, will you?
You're the only thing that matters.
Turn it down, man.
I don't wanna lose you.
Because
way.
I'm gonna get
just
angry. I'm gonna get angry. Thank you. What an asshole.
August Selson, Sexual Exploration Hour. A presentation of Cupertino Lube.
August Selson, Sexual Exploration Hour, presented by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I don't like it that the engineer was here and then left, is what I'm saying. And he left that, I don't want to lose you tonight. He left it playing, and he left on purpose, because he knows it makes me very angry. No, there was a woman here. No, there was a woman here. Yes?
No, we just had a complaint.
Her name is Lady Beth.
There's nobody knows anybody by the name of Lady Beth. What we did see, though, was a mannequin. And you had a... looked like you drilled a hole where the mouth was.
No, I did not.
That's what it looked like to us, sir.
No, I did not.
All right, well, someone said it was indecent. There was indecent exposure. You had a drill, you drilled the mouth open, and then you were doing indecent things with it.
Oh, that's... You know what? I'd like your name, please.
Oh, I'll give you my name, but will you let the officers in?
I didn't know they were outside.
Yeah, they're trying to get in.
Oh, all right, I'll let them in.
That's all it is, just trying to get in.
How you doing? I'm fine. What's this about? No. Yes, she's a real person. Are you guys going to pull this again?
You said it's a picture of her?
It was a picture of her. Now it's roadkill.
Why did it change her?
You know full well it didn't change. There's no question she replaced it in my pocket as a joke.